Bulls and Bears report for May 19, 2022. Macro news. Dow futures are down 360 points to 31.080 and crude oil is down 2.00 to 107.11. Stock futures slid, pointing to deeper losses for U.S. markets on growing worries of an economic slowdown. Futures for the S&P 500 fell 0.8%, suggesting the index will open close to bear market territory, market shorthand for a 20% fall from a recent high. It tumbled 4% Wednesday, its biggest one-day retreat since June 2020. After that drop, the S&P 500 had retreated more than 18% from its January all-time high. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures fell 0.7% on Thursday, as did contracts for the technology-focused NASDAQ 100 skidded 0.9%. Grain news. T-storm weather summary. Two significant systems move across the central U.S. through Wednesday, turning the central southern plains corn belt and mid-south considerably wetter. Some rain also affects the wet to saturated Dakotas and western MN, but primarily limited to corn, soybean, and spring wheat areas of North Dakota and northwest Minnesota over the next 36 hours. The setup turns a wide area very cool through Sunday, after which coolness gradually eases over much of next week, but a very mild period is probable to start May 27th to 29th as a new system approaches. Its pass will probably return rain to the central U.S. around May 30th to June 1st, especially north, including wettest areas. For more information, please visit www.tstorm.net. USDA daily sales announcements. No sales reported today. Grains are mixed to lower. July soybeans are up 2 cents and near 16.64. November soybeans are near 14.89. July soybean meal is near 415.2. July soybean oil is near 79.46. July corn is down 6 cents and near 7.75. December corn is near 7.29. July Chicago wheat is down 16 cents and near 12.14. Overnight high was 12.47. Kansas City is down 21 cents and near 13.01. Overnight high was 13.45. July Minneapolis wheat is down 13 cents and near 13.39. Overnight high was 13.83. U.S. stocks continue lower after Wednesday's sharp drop. Crude is lower. U.S. dollar is lower. Gold and copper are higher. Silver, coffee, cocoa, sugar, and cotton are lower. U.S. stocks and most commodities are lower. Concern about higher fuel and food prices could send U.S. economy into a recession is weighing on equities and commodities. Lower than expected retail earnings due to higher cost also shocked U.S. equity market. S&P near 38% retracement from the low in 2020 near 2,174 to 2022 high near 4,808. There is also more concern that the spread of a new COVID variant in China could increase lockdowns, slow their economy and commodity import needs. Dalian soybean and RSO values are higher. Soymeal, SBO, and palm oil values are lower. Rains continues in U.S. Central Midwest and North Plains. Dryness continues in U.S. South Plains, EU, and most of South America. Drier weather is helping Australia crops. UN chief hopeful about talks on Ukraine, Russia grain and fertilizer exports. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Wednesday that he is in intense contact with Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, the United States, and the European Union to try and restore Ukrainian grain shipments and revive Russian fertilizer exports. "I am hopeful, but there is still a way to go," he told a food security meeting at the United Nations hosted by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. "The complex security, economic, and financial implications require goodwill on all sides." Russia says lifting sanctions key to opening Ukrainian ports. Russia's foreign ministry said if it were to heed a United Nations, UN, appeal to open access to Ukraine's Black Sea ports, the removal of sanctions against Russia would also have to be considered, the Interfax news agency reported. UN Food Chief David Beasley appealed on Wednesday to Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying, "If you have any heart at all, please open these ports." The UN World Food Programme feeds some 125 million people and buys 50% of its grain from Ukraine. Ukraine's grain exports down 64% year-over-year in May so far, ministry. Ukraine's grain exports totaled 643,000 tons so far this month, according to Agriculture Ministry's data published on its website. This total includes 16,000 tons of wheat, 8,000 tons of barley, and 617,000 tons of corn. In May 2021, Ukraine exported 1.8 million tons of grains. So far, Ukraine's grain exports have reached 46.5 million tons in 2021-22 marketing year that ends in June, compared with 40.9 million tons in the whole 2020-21 year. Day 2 HRW Tour results. Scouts on the second day of the Wheat Quality Council HRW Tour found an average yield of 37 bushels per acre in western and southern areas of Kansas, down from 56.7 bushels per acre on similar routes last year, from the five-year average of 47.1 bushels per acre. Drought and high temperature stunted crops in the state's southwest corner as well as portions of south-central Kansas. This is the toughest-looking wheat we've had in years, and if it doesn't get moisture soon, it's going to get worse, Gary Miller-Shasky, a scout on the tour who farms near Lake in Kansas, told Reuters. Fertilizer price weakness persists. Most fertilizer prices were under pressure at midweek. New Orleans NOLA urea trades were $15 a short ton below the prior week's low, while international transactions suggested a possible drop of $300-$400 a metric ton in the upcoming June Tampa contract. Urea prices awarded in India's latest tender were $716.50-$721.30 per metric tons, down nearly $29 from the high end of the last tender. Ammonium sulfate, phosphate and potash prices were also slipping at NOLA and inland, as earlier weather delays and resistance to higher retail prices cut into spring volume. Brazil phosphate prices were on a downward trend as well, amid aggressive offers of product from China. Farmers are buying up expensive weed killer even as costs soar. Growers are worried about supplies for yield-maximizing chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. Farmers are still buying weed killers and insecticides to ensure plentiful harvest despite soaring costs for such chemicals. According to manufacturer FMC Corporation, prices have been rising as the pandemic, Russia's invasion of Ukraine and other supply chain issues have tightened the market. But farmers are also fetching the best prices in years for their crops, so demand for chemicals is very strong, FMC's chief executive officer Mark Douglas said. They have the need to make sure they're maximizing their yields, because that's where the real value is going to come from, Douglas said in an interview Wednesday. The industry is, however, seeing growers in the U.S., Latin America and Europe unable to get the products they need, Douglas said. That's contributing to inflating prices. FMC is interested in mergers and acquisitions, particularly for companies making biologicals, which is a technology that uses microbes as alternatives to traditional crop chemicals. As disruptions occur in the industry, demand for such products will probably rise, he said. China lifts restrictions on Canadian canola. China has removed a three-year restriction on imports of Canadian canola, Canadian officials said. Richardson and Viterra, Canada's two largest canola exporters that had been banned from shipping canola to China since March 2019, are listed as approved for exporting canola to China in a government document that was published on the Chinese General Administration of Customs website. We welcome this decision to remove the restrictions and immediately reinstate the two companies to allow them to export Canadian canola seeds, said Canadian Trade Minister Mary Ng and Agriculture Minister Marie-Claude Bibeau in a statement. However, any Canadian shipments of canola to China will be limited due to lower stockpiles. More U.S. food aid. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told a UN Security Council meeting on food security the U.S. was donating an additional $215 million in humanitarian assistance to address the world's worsening food crisis. Countries benefiting from the aid include Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Kenya, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, and Yemen. This concludes our Morning Bulls and Bears report. Have a great day and thank you for your business.